Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles. And you guys, like, I was legitimately in, basically, I was doing something. Like, I was in the middle of doing something. And Spirit was like, you need to record right now. And I was like, right now? I was like, can I? And they were like, no, you can't finish. I was like, okay. So this may be short, but it's going to be straight to the point. And it's very Aries energy, since we're in Aries season. It's very much so Aries energy. No dead ends. No dead ends. There's no dead ends when it comes to your soul purpose, your soul mission. There's no dead ends when it comes to your success and when what you know your success to be. There's nobody that can stop you from succeeding. It is all mental. Every time, if you think about every time we may have given ourselves a goal, and the first things we start always thinking about is how other people will see us, what obstacles there will be. And yes, when there is proper planning, you do have, if this happens and that happens, A, B, C, and D, this is how we will take care of it. But that's called strategizing. You're not debilitating yourself from moving forward. You're strategizing. Everything will not go as planned. Spiritual journeys don't go as quote unquote planned. It's not kumbaya, my Lord. This is serious shit. When you're following your soul calling, you will come against people that don't understand. You are to understand yourself. You are to know yourself and to know your journey. And you are to keep going. No dead ends. So when I had this thought, because I was getting downloads and I was like, no dead ends. Picture yourself at a dead end where a road is. And it says it's a dead end, but there's honestly, you can still go. If you wanted to, you might not be able to go with the car. You might have to get out of your car and walk. But it's not a dead end. It's not. And I was like, damn. How many times have I been in a situation where I was like, damn, this is just not it for me. Like, I self-sabotage myself out of going towards what I know is right because I was too focused on how other people were doing things when everybody is on a different wavelength. Everybody is on a different frequency. We are not all the same. So why you're so busy looking at everybody else do what they're doing, your focus is not on yourself. Your focus is on external things. Your success is not supposed to look like everyone else's. It's not. And you got to know, if you're on your soul journey, you're protected. You have to know. You have to go to your altar. You have to understand your strength. You do. Yes, we can. A lot of people can talk us up and give us advice and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, when you go to sleep, it's you. No one else. And then that does not take away from having family. What I'm trying to explain to you is you have to know yourself so much that nobody can knock you off of your path because you know it's yours. You know you are to come out here in this world, in this dimension, and prosper because it's your birthright. And no, it will not be easy. But you're built for it. Literally. You were born built for your purpose. Somebody honestly needs to write that down. You were born built for your purpose. And that there's people, places, and things that will come to distract you that don't know themselves. Trying to get you off of your path. path to make you question yourself, to make you look at yourself in the mirror differently. Don't get caught up in that. Stay on your path. No dead ends. So what are your goals? What is your soul mission? And do you believe in yourself? Are you a singer? Are you an artist? Are you a makeup artist? Are you a basketball player? Whatever you are you fully in that power in knowing who the fuck you are? Yes. No dead ends. When it comes to your purpose, when it comes to what you know, on a soul level, if you've been doing the soul work, if you've been doing the inner work, if you've been doing your, if you've been on your dark night of the soul journey, if you had multiple run-ins with the dark night of the soul, if you really know your power, you would trust in yourself. Use your resources. Stop playing small. If you know you got big energy, no dead ends at all. If we get to the sign, we get out and we walk. We get to a sign, we get out, then we run. If we get to the dead end sign, we jump the ditch with the car. There's no dead ends when it comes to our soul purpose and our happiness. So, go. Believe in yourself. This Aries energy is hot. And even if it's not Aries season and you're listening to this whenever you are, go. There's no dead ends. It's all mental. It's all what the media solicitates is dogmatic. You're a spiritual being. Use your right brain. Use your left brain. Merge them together. Use your light attributes. Use your dark attributes. Merge them together. It's your duality that makes you you. Go. I'm talking to somebody that is ready to go. Go. There's no dead ends. Nothing to stop you. Ever. And if you come up against adversity, know you're built for that too. Know you're built for that too. This is some powerful energy surging through the collective right now. And also, I want you guys to know that you're protected. You know who you are. If you're doing the soul work, you know what it is. I was listening to Brother Panic. And he said one thing. And he was like, I am not super save a nigga. And I was like, oh shit, wait. What? And you know what? He's right. In order to be on your soul journey, you gotta save yourself. You gotta show your light so other people could do the work. It takes work. Be the light, not the savior. No dead ends ever or at all. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.